just want to get along. I just want to get along. I just want to get along.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Jaya and Sally with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk has requested privacy after the media photographed her on her holiday in Italy. The Premier is currently on leave with her partner, Brisbane surgeon Dr. Reza Adib, who is due to speak at an international medical conference in Naples. The Premier was tracked down and photographed by News Corp newspapers and reportedly asked about internal dissatisfactions from Labour colleagues. Ms. Palaszczuk released a statement on social media in which she said, quote, "I am on leave. Everyone is entitled to leave. I ask that the media respects my privacy. Stephen Miles is acting Premier. I return on September 11th, end quote.
At 7:30 a.m. yesterday morning, a concrete truck crashed into a home in Nunda. Witnesses reported that the brakes had failed on the truck, resulting in it clipping a nearby tree and colliding with the house on an angle. Aerial footage shows the cab of the truck embedded in the house on Harrow Street, Nunda, causing serious structural damage. Fortunately, no one was inside the lower level of the house that was impacted by the crash, and although emergency services attended the scene, no one was seriously injured.
In national news, new laws which aim to give workers in the gig economy better protections will be unveiled by the federal government today. The proposed legislation will set minimum standards for hundreds of thousands of workers in the digital economy. Under the changes, workers' pay and unfair dismissal conditions will be protected by the Commission. The Albanese government has been lobbying to introduce better protections for workers on digital platforms following the death of food delivery drivers. Workplace Relations Minister Tony Burke will outline his plan to set minimum standards for workers such as delivery drivers and rideshare operators in his speech to the National Press Club today.
Public school teachers in South Australia are going on strike this Friday over a pay dispute with the state government. The South Australia Education Department reports that 167 of the state's 927 public schools will be closed, and another 152 schools will remain open under modified programs, making 300 schools in total impacted by the strike. The Australian Education Union, representing the public school teachers, says that the strike is a result of failed negotiations with the South Australian government. The AEU had requested an 8.6 pay rise in the first year of a new agreement with the government, followed by a 5.5 increase in the following 2 years. The government instead proposed a 3% pay increase over a three-year period, an offer deemed insulting by the AEU.
In international news, Gabon military officers have declared a coup after President Ali Bongo wins a disputed election. The officers say that they have taken power and put the president under house arrest. Gabon becomes the latest country in Africa to suffer an attempted coup. This comes only a week after mutinous troops seize power in Niger. If successful, this coup could be the eighth in Western Central Africa since 2020. The officers said, quote, "Today the country is undergoing a severe institutional, political, economic and social crisis. In the name of the Gabonese people, we have decided to defend the peace by putting an end to the current regime," end quote.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of a storm later. It's currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. And that's all for your news at 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au to find out more. Thanks.
4ZZZ, 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 4ZZZ.
Just a note that there's a language warning on this track.
I'm back, baby. Hey, turn me up a bit.